My sister makes me so mad all the time. She keeps taking my things without asking. Today, she wore my best shirt.
Instead of exploding at her, you should take your anger to God. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Let's get started. Now, I bet you never get angry at your siblings, right? You have just the best relationship ever, and you always get along. No, of course you get upset with them sometimes, and they even get mad at you, too. But when that happens, it's important to realize how your anger can really hurt each other. So instead, follow Ephesians 4:31. It says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Explosion. Willa was so upset at her sister, Margot. All week long, she'd been using Willa's things without asking, and today she had taken one of Willa's best shirts and worn it to school. As she walked into the house, Willa felt her temper was about to explode. She slammed her backpack down on the kitchen chair and it tumbled to the floor. Willa let out an exasperated scream. "Willa, please sit down and cool off," Mom said. She poured two glasses of lemonade and sat down next to her. "Did I ever tell you about the summer my friend Carolee and I rented a small cottage by the lake for a week?" Mom asked. Willa sniffed. "No, but that sounds like it would be fun." Mom nodded. "It was great until we decided to bake cookies one day. I opened the oven of the old glass stove while Carolee lit a match. It didn't light right away, but then all of a sudden, whoosh, a bright yellow flash lit up the whole oven." "Were you hurt?" asked Willa, wide-eyed. "We both had deep burns." Mom rolled up her sleeve and pointed at a pink scar on her forearm. "We later learned that the oven hadn't been used for a long time, and little by little, dirt had clogged the gas line. When the gas forced its way through, it came with a rush and caused an explosion." Mom sipped her lemonade. "Do you know why I told you this story?" Willa studied her fingernails. "Because my temper exploded?" Mom nodded. Anger we allow to build up in our lives will eventually cause an explosion. But when we recognize our emotions and surrender them to Jesus, He will help us deal with our anger. He always forgives us when we act out of anger and will help us forgive others. Willa sighed. "But Margot makes me so mad sometimes." "I know. I'm not saying you should never feel upset with anyone, because that's impossible. Just remember that Jesus understands how you feel. He loves you and wants to help you work things out." Willa didn't want her anger to explode again. "Do you think you can help me talk to Margot and fix it?" She looked up and saw a smile on her mom's face. Well, how about you? Have you ever lost your temper? Do you let angry feelings build up until you feel like you're gonna burst? When you feel upset, pray right away. Share your angry feelings with Jesus and trust Him to give you peace and self-control. With His help, you can learn to work out conflicts in a forgiving, loving manner. If your anger feels overwhelming, make sure to ask an adult for help too. Our key verse is Ephesians 4:26.
"In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry."
And our key thought, give your difficult feelings to God. Supercharge your relationship with God by joining the Keys for Kids Radio Superhero Club with a donation of $5 or more a month. And to thank you for your support, we'll send you an email every month with a variety of fun downloads. So power up with God each month at keysforkids.net/superhero. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.